I'm gonna be on blast after this episode. You're gonna be such a nerd. So lame.
Welcome to GVEC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers. Stay informed about GVEC news and projects. Catch up on the latest happenings at the co-op and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVC team. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning GVC Unplugged podcast. You've got Shelby Mueller, social media specialist, here for what I'm sure will be an entertaining episode. I'm joined by Christine Presley, community relations representative.
Hey, everybody.
Will Nichols, manager of power supply.
Good morning, y'all.
And Braxton Land, GIS analyst.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
All right. So today we have a very serious topic that we need to discuss.
Absolutely.
It's about Netflix and binging Netflix and all the streaming services we love. So are you guys down?
Absolutely. Yep. You've got an expert for sure.
Perfect. So I brought you guys all here, but what makes you qualified to be here? Why are you a TV watcher? What is your preference?
Okay, so I guess I'll start because I'm going to be very atypical, I guess, with my approach. My wife honestly should be here instead of me because she knows all the good shows. So I made a list of shows that I'm familiar with, which really are a lot of like adult cartoons and anime-esque stuff. So I'll bring a weird perspective to this. But then I have a list of sort of knows where I know by just proximity because I like will walk into the room while my wife is watching The Handmaid's Tale or something. So I know like a little bit about a lot of shows.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Thanks, Braxton. Christine?
So I grew up watching television and never stopped. And so I still watch probably just as much as I did when I was a kid. So I absolutely am an expert on all things pop culture.
Awesome. Thank you, Christine.
So I feel like the only way I intake content now is by binging. I don't sit down on a weekly basis and watch shows as they come out. It's always all seasons all at once in like a weekend.
Yeah.
That's like the only way I consume TV content now.
Same here. Sometimes I'll save stuff for when I know I'm not going to do anything that weekend, and then I'll have something to watch the whole weekend.
For sure.
So that was another question I had. So yeah, are you guys more binge watchers, or do you watch TV and wait for each episode, or what's y'all's pace? So you're a binge watcher, Will, and so am I. Christine?
I do a little bit of both. I like to pick series that I haven't watched before that have multiple seasons, so I can binge watch and not have to wait for something to come out, but I'm also will pick something up just because.
Okay.
Yeah.
Braxton, what about you?
It depends on the content. There's some stuff that I get so antsy watching that I'm just like, I can't anymore. I have to walk away.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if you're familiar with The Circle, but that show gets like really juicy.
I love that show. Yeah. I applied to be on that show.
For real?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't think I got it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I can't anymore. But if it's easy watching, then I'll binge it for sure.
Awesome. Cool. By the way, you guys, if you haven't heard of The Circle, it's a Netflix original that is a social media contest where they house people to live in these apartments and you can play a catfish or yourself and you try to be an influencer. And then once you become an influencer, you vote people out. And then in the end, you win $100,000. Very fun show. Highly recommend if you're into competition stuff. So do you guys rewatch TV shows? So that's, for me, is comfort. So I'll rewatch Schitt's Creek or The Office or kind of comedy shows that are really light. Do you guys do that?
For sure. I have a lot of stuff in the background. So I may have Big Bang Theory on in the background. I may have Friends on in the background. Even I Love Lucy and some of the older shows, I will absolutely just start on and let it run. And I'm so familiar with them that normally I'll run back into the room when I know something's about to happen because I want to get that giggle or that laugh for sure.
I love that. Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Braxton?
Yeah, same. King of the Hill is my go-to background.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
awesome. That's awesome.
And there's something we said about like the being familiar with it, right? Because like your brain isn't trying to like constantly pay attention and interpret it. So it's really good to have on while you're, I'm not going to say working, but when you're doing stuff, yeah.
That's funny. What about you, Will?
So I guess I'm the outlier. Like I, once I've watched it, I don't have any interest in watching it again. Like I've tried going back and rewatching.
Yeah.
The Office is probably the one exception. Like okay. I can watch that one start to finish, but there's gonna be like a lot of time in between.
Interesting. You know, okay.
Surprisingly, that's not shocking to me because a lot of my friends, like I rewatch shows and I rewatch movies too. I love movies, and so they're just like, how do you keep watching the same movie every couple of months? I'm like, because it's good. Because I like it. Like Harry Potter, I'll rewatch that. And if it's on TV, I will watch it. Like, no question.
Yeah. No, same here. Yeah. Like, I was rewatching. Have y'all seen Goodfellas?
Goodfellas? No. I need to.
I heard it's good,
so
though.
Good. It's so good. It's one of the ones, it's one of the few movies I can watch, like, on a weekly basis, probably.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
Very cool. So, what is your favorite TV show and what's your favorite movie? Like, number one. We'll start with you, Will.
I don't know. I have so many good ones. This is kind of dorky, but my favorite movie is probably The Waterboy.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Like, that's probably number one.
Okay.
That's awesome. TV shows, I don't know. I don't have one in particular that I, like, really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Or what's your most recent one, then?
Braxton will probably know this one, but I'm watching a anime right now that I watched when I was a kid. So, Rurouni Kenshin.
I actually haven't heard of that one, no.
Really? Yeah. Super random. I just couldn't find something to watch. So I was like, hey, it's there.
Dude, I like
that.
I
definitely need to check it out, yeah.
What are you watching it on?
I believe it's on HBO Max.
Oh, that's probably why I haven't watched it. Yeah. my anime, like, experience is pretty fresh. And it's like, there's a word for it. It's like the Dragon Ball Z type of anime, like, where it's like a protagonist that just pretty much every episode just powers up, and then, like, you know, there's like different types of anime, right? And so that's like the kind that I've been watching lately. So yeah, like My Hero Academia is another one that I recommend. If you guys haven't seen that, you should check it out.
So while we're on anime, do you want to list some of the ones you've watched? Or
yeah, let me give my list. Okay, so Naruto. I'm gonna be on blast after this episode. He's such a nerd. It's so lame. Naruto is so good though. Like I said, My Hero Academia is pretty good. I just started one called Demon Slayer. If you're not like super queasy, Attack on Titan is pretty intense and kind of not what you conventionally think about anime. The storyline's pretty good. So those would be my recommendations.
Nice. My only anime experience growing up was like Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
That was the thing that little girls watched. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Very cool. So what is your favorite TV show and movie?
That's so hard without like it's just any movie in general, not like a comedy or like a action movie, just any.
Yeah,
movie.
Any, like all time.
I'm going to go with Hot Rod. We mentioned Hot Rod earlier, and that one's just so funny. I could watch that movie every day. And if y'all don't know Hot Rod, definitely check it out. It's Andy Samberg, Danny McBride, I don't know, other funny people. And then TV show, I watched The Boys recently, and that one is so good.
That put you on the edge of your seat, like, the first episode.
Yes.
You were like, holy moly, this is not made for,
yeah,
for cable.
And it's because, like, I couldn't predict where it was going to go. That's what made it so good, is every time I thought I knew it was going to happen, something crazy.
Will, did you see The Boys?
I have not seen it.
Shelby, have you seen The
No,
Boys?
No, it's on my list, but I know it's an Amazon Prime.
It is original, an Amazon.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard a lot of people recommend it.
It is phenomenal, for sure.
It is
not for the weak of stomach, for sure. Yeah. That is not a kid friendly, and it is not for the weak at heart, but it is amazing. Great acting.
Two seasons right two? Now, mm-hmm. I okay. think. So that's one of those ones that you asked earlier, if you know you want to, if you binge it or watch it episode by episode, that's one of the ones you'll catch up really quickly and then be forced to wait. Episode
correct.
By episode.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that's about, right, it's like superhero kind of, like, they have power. But not superhero-y. I know it's like
no,
different.
It is.
It's like kind of
a superhero
dark, yeah.
that if they were in charge, if they had more flexibility with the laws than normally, I guess. Not that we have them normally, but yeah.
That's cool.
If they were incorporated into your everyday lives.
Okay.
Love yeah. that. And then it's kind of a departure from like that cheesy Superman ideal where, and I'm sure like DC did that, where like I'm sure there's some like dark episodes of Superman or comics of Superman, but when most people think of Superman, they're like, you know, I don't know, he's doing super all-American stuff, like eating apple pie and stuff, but this is like a departure from that, like it's the dark side,
the bad guys are the good guys and the good guys are the bad guys,
pretty much. Yeah,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I definitely want to check that out. It's been on my list. It's one of those things. I'm waiting because I'm going to want to watch it all in one.
And you've got two seasons to do. So
that's
mean,
good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Have y'all watched Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime? Mm-mm.
I've started it.
Yeah.
I lost interest, to be real honest.
Yeah, it's one of those things because there's a lot of subtitles because they're in like a Pakistan or somewhere. And so you have to you can't loosely watch it. You have to really commit.
Correct.
And so, yeah, same. I had to commit time to sit down. But once I got into it, it was really good.
I do think there are different levels of watching television where you haven't seen it before and you have to really focus and sit and not be interrupted and not, you can't be cooking dinner. You can't be up and down. You really have to focus because there is a lot going on. And then there is the television where it's so light that you could literally walk out and come back in and still know what's going on.
That's so,
so there
true.
Is different types of watching.
Yeah.
When you binge, you know, are you committed for 5 hours to, yeah. to go through? So, yeah.
Very true. So what are your favorite TV shows and movies? Well, number one for both.
I couldn't name a TV show because I love so many for so many different reasons, but a really well-made show was Sherlock.
Oh, really?
With that was a really well-made, and it was one that I binged. I'm usually 5 years behind the curve, so if something's super popular, I don't watch it because I don't know why it's popular, why they're making it popular. And so I'll usually wait till the dust has settled to watch something and have my own opinion. But Sherlock was really, really well made. And I was able to watch the 3 or 4 series that it has. Nice. You know, and they only do 3 or 4 episodes per season.
That's Benedict Cumberbatch,
Benedict Cumberbatch. And
oh, he plays Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
And then Martin Freeman is the Doctor. And he did. I love Martin Freeman. He does such a good job.
I like how you know him by Bilbo.
Yeah, Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, before he was Bilbo. So Sherlock is a really well-written, well-acted series.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then movies, again, there's so many different genres and so many different, oddly enough, I like Sherlock, the movie, too, with Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. He and Jude Law did a really, really good job.
Have you seen, I think it's Enola Holmes, it's on Netflix?
Yes, yeah. I actually did, yeah. I like her from Stranger Things, of course. Yeah, and Henry Cavill plays Sherlock in that series.
Yeah, Speak of Superman, right?
Mm, speaking of Superman, yeah.
Cool.
I like the way they did Moriarty in the Sherlock series. So you're talking about super unconventional, like they reimagined a little
very
bit
very hip and very non-visually in the movie, he's really sinister, and in the show he's kind of like this little, I don't know, hipster
like
dude
him. Yeah. Very likable.
Yeah, he is, he's funny.
Nice. My favorite movie is Almost Famous.
Okay.
Because I like the music in it. I like the 70s and how they are on tour the whole time, and it's like that kid joining that rock band. So I really like that movie. And then my favorite show is Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I literally, once it's over, I just restart it, and it's that show that's always in the background, and it's okay if I miss an episode or two, we just keep going.
That was good acting.
It was.
That was great acting, and a lot of, they did a great job showing growth of the characters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From the beginning of season one to the end. So it's funny, I mean, it's on so many different levels. It's funny, it's heartwarming, but if you really look at it as the whole series, the growth that those characters went under was fantastic.
So for anyone who hasn't watched Schitt's Creek, I recommend it. I know sometimes it takes a few episodes to get into. Once you get to episode, I'd say 3 or 4, I was hooked. Anyways, it's about a really rich family who loses their money in the first episode, so they have to move to this town that they bought as a joke that was called Schitt's Creek. That's the only thing that was left for them. And so there are these really preppy,
New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Yes, a very affluent.
And that move into a hotel.
A motel.
A motel.
Yeah.
Even worse. And, and it's Eugene Levy and Dan Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Anne Murphy.
Yeah, just the cast is amazing. Chris Elliott.
Yes.
Which, actually, I'm not a big Chris Elliott fan, but.
Is he Roland? No.
He's the mayor, whoever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoever
okay.
Yeah. I never thought he really brought much to the show.
No, he was my least favorite character. But it's a really good show. Like Christine says, they really evolve. And my favorite episode is season 2, episode 1. So whenever you get there.
Okay.
It's priceless.
That's awesome.
So I am curious, with the pandemic and everything, it seems like we all kind of watch a lot of TV and movies. Did you watch even more as the pandemic hit, since we weren't able to go out to eat or go out to bars and whatever
For sure.
else we do on the weekends.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Did you have a pandemic TV show that you Or like, this is the show I watched during the pandemic.
I think The Tiger King, everyone.
True.
I think everyone watched it. And it was, have you seen it?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I saw some of it, and then I like I said, I was like, I can't. I can't
you
do that.
Okay, so how did you stop that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
It is the train wreck that can't. So as a human being, it's like lower than, it's horrible.
Absolutely.
Horrible, horrible.
It just got worse and worse as the season went on.
Yeah. So
it,
bad.
Like, much like Will, I can binge boom, boom, boom. But when it's really thought-provoking, and I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but we had to stop after each episode and process the trashiness that it was.
Oh, absolutely. We would decompress like, and yes, talk about it.
Yes.
Be like, are we ready for the next one?
Right. Are you emotionally ready to take on this whatever it was? So, yes, Tiger King was probably, I could not stop. I mean, we didn't watch it one right after the other because you really did have to, like, de-louse yourself after you were done watching it, but.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. Google him if you have not seen Tiger King and you'll get everything you need.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, I don't even know if it's still out there.
It was on Netflix. I think it was a Netflix original.
It was a Netflix.
So it should be there. Okay. Yeah, so highly recommend that.
As long as you don't pull up the Power Supply Halloween costume photos.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. That's so funny.
So I think we just, yes, I watched things that maybe I wouldn't normally watch.
Agreed. Same, I definitely ventured out.
Right, it was just, so-and-so said that was good at work, and so I'll give it a try. I'm pretty bad. If it's an episode, I'll give you an episode. Mm-hmm. If I'm not hooked within, unless though, the Umbrella Academy was one of those TV shows that I was like, you have to get through two episodes. So mm-hmm. if you warn me and say, you have to get through the first two, and then I promise you it'll be okay.
Yeah, Parks and Recreation's like that too. Like there's several shows where it like, takes a minute to suss out the characters.
Yes, sort of. Yes. Yeah. Because your initial take on them may not be
what they end up
who
being.
They really are. Yeah. Is exact good yeah. point. Yeah.
Especially those dry comedies like The Office. I didn't like The Office in high school, but then in college I watched it and yeah. it was yeah. funnier to me as
That's
I got
a,
older.
Great example. They like very intentionally changed Steve Carell's character between season one and season two because they're like, audience is like, yeah, it's a good show, but he's the worst.
Really unlikable.
Very unlikable. Yeah. Incompetent.
But that's also part of the appeal of it is that you can relate to those people and go, yes, I worked with a Stanley. I worked
yes,
with a...
Yes, that's what I love about The Office. It's just like, you know, right. like, it's not like that, but it is like that.
Right.
It's how an office is.
Right. So who's the Dwight then?
Yeah.
I don't know. Great question.
So I think, you know, Shelby and I have absolutely bonded. And so there's probably 20 years difference between Shelby and I age-wise. And so sometimes it's hard to make connections with coworkers. But I think that really and truly television and movies is a way that a lot of people can connect. And so I may not have a lot in common with Shelby or someone else in that age group, but all it takes is one episode, one show of something to be like, oh my gosh, I love Schitt's Creek, and we can laugh and talk about it. Or I've gone to Shelby many times saying, have you watched this? Have you watched this? And luckily she has. And so we're able to form relationships. So I think it's really important, you know, give up your outside time. Quit trying to be healthy and active.
Quit reading books.
Exactly. And go sit in front of a television so you have something to talk about to your coworkers because that's really what it's all about.
That's great advice. Yeah. Throw those books out.
Yeah. Children schmilden with their T-ball and their,
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So did you guys, any other pandemic episodes or movies or shows you watched?
Do you want to go? I don't know. Like, I don't feel like my habits changed during the pandemic.
It's just like same.
Yeah, if anything, like, what changed was I was outdoors more. I was trying to be outdoors more.
Because you were tired of being inside.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you got more healthy.
I did. Honestly, going into the pandemic, I was like the healthiest I'd ever been.
Wow.
I was
that's awesome.
In fantastic shape. Yeah. And then I got the Rona and
it
was awful.
No.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it through.
I was really upset because I felt like I was really healthy and then this thing was like, no, you're not.
Oh yeah.
That's how I feel when I go to the health fair. I'm like, I don't want those results.
Yeah.
Any
with you, Braxton? Yeah, okay, so I don't know what reminded me. Oh, it was the asking who's the Dwight. Reminded me of the show called What We Do in the Shadows. definitely binged that. I binged a lot of shows, but it's a comedy, and it's vampires.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, okay. It's vampires, and they're in the modern world, and all the vampires are from different eras. But there's this one guy, and his name is Colin Robinson, Robinson, and he's an energy vampire. He looks like a normal dude. he goes to work, and he just bores people with his stories. He's like, yeah, so the 17th century bridge architecture, and, like, the guys are, like, slowly draining, and they, like, fall on their table, and he looks at the camera and hisses. He's like... so he feeds on people's energy by boring them with stories. And so when I saw that in the show, I was like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. Yeah. And I, every day I'm like, I hope I'm not an energy vampire, like all my coworkers. So
that's funny. I need to watch
really
that.
No, it's really, it's, and then there's only like 2 seasons.
Yeah. There's not that much. There's a movie too.
Is there how funny? Yeah. It's anyway, it is really funny.
Okay.
Add it to your list.
What streaming service or, like, providers do you use? So, for me, I use all the things, like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, et cetera. Do you guys use all of those, or do you have, like, a specific?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hulu, Netflix.
Same, yeah.
Disney Plus.
I recently got HBO Max, and that really did open up a huge library of movies and television shows. Absolutely. I rewatched The Nanny. I mean, yeah, I know.
I really like HBO Max. My favorite show on there is Euphoria, but there's only one season. That show is just, it sounds silly because I'm like, it's about teenagers, but it's so much more than that because Zendaya is the main person and the cinematography is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like the lighting is insane and their music is just perfection. And it's just every episode's about a different character, but she's just like a drug addict basically. And then it's just a school in California. So there's just drugs and a lot of crazy situations, and their storylines are really deep. Like, that definitely wasn't my high school experience.
Right.
But it's very entertaining to watch. If you need just, like, a one-season thing to watch, just, like, not in front of your children.
We should be giving out disclaimers for, like, a lot of these, probably.
But as an adult, it's really, honestly, like, beautiful to watch with, like, the music.
It's written very well, too. Yes. I thought it was very well done. It's very, like, depressing, though.
It is also... You know, it's depressing, but I like watching sad stuff, so I'm okay with it. Yeah.
But isn't that funny how you watch something and it does affect your, like, Sopranos is another series that really was excellently done, but it's deep. I mean, like, you get done watching it and it's not like you're ready to go volunteer at the, there's a lot of shows that alter your mood.
Absolutely.
Shelby and I talked about 13 Reasons Why, which is a pretty heavy series about suicide and a bunch of issues with teens. And
all the issues.
Right. They tackle it all. And so after watching it, it was really, you almost have to watch something light to kind of counterbalance some of that heavy, hard-hitting stuff that you watch. And so I definitely watch I'm in the mood.
Agreed.
Like, do you ever say, like, oh, I just want to watch a comedy. I don't want to think. Yeah. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to have to solve a crime. I just want to watch something funny.
Absolutely. So. I agree with that. So on top of, like, Netflix and stuff, do you guys have cable or, like, the streaming sites? So I use AT&T TV so I can watch The Bachelor when it comes on at 7 and I don't have to wait till the next day and stuff like that. Do you guys also do that or no?
I believe we have it so Trey can watch sports.
Yes, and then that's a key thing. Good reason.
But I don't ever watch it if it's not
on a site already. Okay, Will?
No, I just use streaming services at this point. No cable provider.
I mean, it's cheaper. I'll give you that. Yep. Smart.
Yeah, same.
Except when you pay for all the streaming services.
It starts.
Now that they have all their originals, that's what makes it hard because you want to watch them. And you have to have the, like Apple TV Plus, forgot about that one too.
Yeah. Well, and Netflix, has really done groundbreaking where they got you hooked.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of what they have is kind of junk. Like, to go and watch a movie, they don't have the greatest movie selection.
I agree. That's not where I go to watch movies.
But they have brought you in on their original shows, and it is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I could not imagine canceling Netflix.
Oh, that would be the last one I would cancel.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite? So mine's Netflix. Yours is Netflix, Christine.
I like HBO Max right now. One, I mean, yeah. Netflix produces some amazing stuff, but so is Amazon Prime. I mean, Amazon really puts out some good content too.
So if you were to recommend one, which would it be? Only one.
Ooh. It would have to be either Netflix or Amazon.
Okay. Braxton, what about you?
I'm going to say Hulu, I guess.
I like Hulu. It's an underdog. It's good.
I think I watch Hulu the most.
I do. Yes. Watch it.
Yeah. Well, we watch them all.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, which one's your favorite if you had to recommend just one?
HBO, probably. HBO? That's one I've gotten into recently, last couple months, but mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed their content.
Theirs is nice because they have a great selection of movies and TV, which is versus how you said Netflix is more, I think their TV is better than their movies.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. Though they have set up things with Adam Sandler where he does a lot of movies for Netflix.
Yeah.
So they have, I mean, they've got Spade, they've got the pockets.
They do.
The deep pockets to pay for the A-list actors to come and do stuff. But just as a streaming, I want to watch Office or Friends, Netflix is not where I go.
That's true. And now The Office and Parks and Rec isn't even on those.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yep. That's on, what's that? What's that new one? They moved to, what's the streaming service that has Jimmy Fallon on it? What is his network? Peacock. Yes. Okay. I was like, I don't know what it is. So they're all on Peacock. So, but you have to, they give you the first two seasons and then you have to pay.
Oh, they got me.
I'll only watch the first two seasons.
They got me on Yellowstone. So they played the first episode on Peacock was free. Of course, it brings you in.
Yeah.
And then it's like, just joking, $1.99 for anything else. And I'm like, oh.
And all the Harry Potters are on there too. And I'm like, how dare you? Yeah.
So, I mean, we've already talked about a couple of them. So Euphoria, I was watching Goodfellas on HBO Max. The anime Rurouni Kenshin, I was watching that on HBO Max. Let's see, what else was there?
You said Sopranos are on HBO Max, I think.
Sopranos, Friends,
Entourage is on HBO Max.
I never got into Entourage.
Sex and the City. I mean, really anything HBO, all of those are on there. And so, plus, again,
the movies are endless.
And old, like they have Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
They do.
On there. You're and so they've right. got, like I said, I just rewatched The Nanny.
I was binge watching the Annabelle movies the other day.
Oh,
my gosh, that sounds horrible.
No.
I love horror movies. Yeah. My wife was like, nah, I'm going upstairs. I'm like, why?
Oh, my gosh. No, those look scary. Wow.
Those look, particularly scary. That little creepy doll. Because it's a true story, right? Like, isn't there an actual Annabelle somewhere?
Probably.
In a museum? Yeah.
I don't know. China Doll scared me as a kid, so I'm not into it.
You're more dark, not dark, but you are not, I haven't heard you say really a comedy yet.
Well, his favorite movie is Waterboy.
That's true. Yeah. I'm curious to hear what that anime is about.
So it's about a samurai coming out of feudal Japan when they're first approaching like democracy. And he's like, he was like a well-known samurai at the time. And he's just, it's about his life coming out of it. And like how he's helping maintain like democracy in feudal Japan.
What is it called?
Awesome.
Rurouni Kenshin. And I'm probably saying that incorrectly.
So Google it.
Google it.
That's fun.
That sounds really cool.
Okay. And then what shows are on Netflix that you guys are watching? So I usually watch all the originals. Like I know Outer Banks is coming out with a new season. Stranger Things and... There's so
Stranger
many more.
Things, you're killing me.
It's taken forever. I'm almost like disinterested.
So the Umbrella Academy is a Netflix, which is really, really good. It's another show about kind of super people with powers, really. And it was kind of a quirky little show, but that actually is really, really good. I'm trying to think what other, you know, honestly, I'm not on Netflix that much right now because they're not cranking out stuff.
Yeah. Netflix is my comfort when I don't know what to watch. It's like I can throw a show on Netflix. Also, Schitt's Creek is on Netflix.
It is. Yeah. Isn't Black Mirror on Netflix? That one's pretty
Yeah,
pretty
that one's kind of like Twilight Zone, like kind of like a newer version. But Twilight Zone, is they redid that.
Twilight Zone's on Netflix, yeah. The old school
the
one,
old
too.
One. There's a new one. I think that's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to look at my list and see which ones are on Netflix. Big Mouth. That one's raunchy. It's an adult cartoon, written by Nick Kroll and what's that comedian's name? John Mulaney. Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. I was going to say, he does that, like, What's New Pussycat bit. So I was going to see it, but yeah, John Mulaney. It's like a coming of age cartoon.
Well, what are you watching on Hulu, or what are some things you'll see on there? I know Modern Family's on there.
Yeah. Archer, Rick and Morty, Solar Opposites, made by Justin Roiland, who is one of the co-creators of Rick and Morty. They do a little show where, I mean, it's an adult cartoon as well, and it's about aliens and their shenanigans that they get into on Earth.
I use Hulu for old stuff. So they have I Love Lucy and they're just Designing Women. This is aging me. But yeah, so they've got older shows that I can't find on other places. So.
See, I use Hulu for when I don't watch something like while it's happening. So like new episodes of whatever, let's say The Bachelor, whatever is playing, then it's like the next day it'll be on there.
Yeah, they're good about that.
So that's why I use it. So then that is in the sense where I don't binge it since it's happening now. Right. You just watch that one episode and then I'm like, next Tuesday, I'm ready.
Do y'all have Discovery Plus? That's another streaming service.
I do not.
My wife watches 90 Day Fiancé on there.
Gunnar, one of our producers, is obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of those ones that I sort of know by association. And I'll walk in and I'll see, like, I'm talking to someone that's not in front of a mic right now. So we're just going to geek out. So it's going to be super boring as an audio format. But Colty? Yeah.
Colty?
Yeah.
Gunnar knows it.
He knows it. I don't know. You guys, it's worth it. Y'all should watch 90 Day Fiancé. It's, oh, my gosh. It's so spicy.
I see the memes of that one guy that, like, doesn't have a neck.
And he puts mayo in his hair, and not to disparage anyone in the GVC world that fixes their hair with mayonnaise, but his doesn't look that clean.
Is that a real thing? Do people really do that?
I don't know.
So it's oil, and so like a hot oil, it's basically what, I mean, mayonnaise is just lard. And so if you heat it up and put it in there, yes, it will condition your hair.
Have you done that?
I had a girlfriend who put mayonnaise in her hair for a play because she needed to make her hair look really greasy.
So instead of hair gel, she was like, mayonnaise will do.
Just put mayonnaise in it and I guess maybe under the lights, anyway, she had the most gorgeous hair after the play was over. Because it was hot oil in her hair all the time.
Well, but the smell, though.
But the smell, yeah.
Heck no.
Yeah.
So what do you guys use to use a stream? So I use an Apple TV, but I know people use the Fire Sticks. What's your go-to device?
We just have normal smart TV.
So it's already, do you stream from your phone, or is it on, like, the apps are on the TV?
The apps are already on the TV.
Okay. What about you, Braxton?
Yeah, I think our TV is a Roku TV. I think it's either that or Fire Stick. But yeah, it's a smart TV.
Nice.
Super convenient.
Absolutely. What about you, Will?
So I've been very cheap and haven't bought a new TV in like 7 years or so. So I'm using a Fire Stick.
Nice.
Those are awesome, though.
Yep.
Before we had this TV, the one that came with apps built in, we literally were using an old RCA TV, and we had an old Roku that has the red, yellow, and white plugins, you know, like super old school. I mean, I say it's super old school. It's really not. Like, technology's moved so fast recently. But, I mean, talk about, like, crappy shows. It's, like, anti-HD when you watch it on that old TV.
Really?
It's so bad, yeah.
Okay, so what is a current movie and TV? Like, a current movie you've watched and a current TV show that you're watching now? I'll start with you, Christine.
Oh.
Pressure. Like a movie you've seen recently or a show you've been watching lately.
We just watched, we did the Hobbit trilogy and actually then followed it up with The Lord of the Rings. So that's not current. They're actually quite old, but that is currently what we just finished. So we had six episodes or six movies. Okay. And some of those movies are 4 hours long.
Yeah.
They're serious about their story.
That's why I don't want to watch them, and my friend said I had to if I'm going to go to Comic-Con.
It's tough, yeah. that was.
Oh, The Hobbit with Dr. Watson?
Martin Freeman.
Okay, and so what TV show? Those are movies.
Yeah, those are movies. We're rewatching Big Bang.
Classic.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I think that's on, was that on HBO Max?
It is. Okay. That's where we're watching it.
All right. Will, what about you?
So right now I'm watching Loki on Disney Plus.
Do you like it? Mm.
I really like it. Okay. Yeah. But I also am really invested in like the Loki character. I just like Tom Hiddleston's portrayal of it. Yeah.
Okay. Good. What about movie? Any recent?
I mean, the recent movies, I mean, Goodfellas and the Annabelle, like, series I've binge watched. Yeah.
I can't believe you watched those.
They're so good.
Do you just go to bed after? You're just like, oh, great, scary movie. Good night.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's in my closet.
She could be.
I was about to say, really?
I don't know. You should check that.
Better knock on wood on that one.
Braxton, what about you?
Let's see. Letterkenny is pretty good. We've been watching that recently. It's a comedy based on some dudes in Canada, and it's hard to place, but it's a town. I think they self-describe as a town with hicks, Christians, I guess, like church folks, and they call them skids. And so it's like this really small town vibe. And then for movies, I watched Dumb and Dumber yesterday.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Classic.
That is a classic.
It's so funny. Sure.
Speaking of hicks in Canada, have you seen Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, yeah. That's on my list, too.
It's so good. It's so bad, but it's so good at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And if you are wondering, Trailer Park Boys is pretty self-descriptive.
I just recently, since you were talking about Loki, I just saw Black Widow last week.
Okay.
Did you like that?
Oh, my gosh. I really liked it. So two summers ago, I have, like, my nerdy friends that I love, and so I'll watch movies with them. They made me watch the whole Marvel Universe in order.
So much.
It took literally all summer. I'd get to their house at, like, 10 a.m., and I'd leave at 10 p.m., and we'd knock out, like, three movies. Mm-hmm. So it took all summer. And so now I'm really invested in the Marvel movies. So I saw Black Widow with them, and it was one of my favorite standalone movies.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly. And maybe it's just because I really like her character, but highly recommend, especially if you watch the Marvels. Okay. And that's supposed to play into, I think, the Hawkeye series is kind of how they, like, left it off. So I think it kind of, like, goes into those TV shows.
So they're all connected?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because, like, I haven't seen, like, any of the, I just, there's so many I'm intimidated to get started.
Oh, same. I didn't even know how to start.
Iron Man 2 in theaters was the last Marvel thing I saw.
That's my least favorite one of all the ones.
Really?
Can someone escort him out,
please? I know. I was like, that's like the worst one.
I have seen all the Lord of the Rings, though.
That's good. Yeah. I recommend it. You can Google. It's kind of fun. I mean, if you have like the summer, just go for it. They'll tell you the order. But Black Widow alone, I feel like you could watch it even if you don't watch the Marvel Universe, was really good. So y'all should watch it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a backstory.
Yes, it's actually, it takes place in between movies. So it takes place in between when the Avengers, like, split up for a little bit, so that's the time. So then she'll refer back, like, they'll be like, oh, you're an Avenger, and stuff like that, but it's not really that important.
Okay.
So then I guess it'll pick back up. It makes sense. I don't want to spoil what happens. Oh, and then a current TV show that I really like that's really interesting is called Kevin Can F Himself. Have y'all seen that?
I want to. I just don't. It's on something that I don't.
Yes, it is. It's on AMC. I wrote that down. It's
on
AMC.
And I don't have, yeah.
Yeah. Because I have live TV, I'm able to watch it. But it's so good. It's with Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek. And it's a mix of a sitcom and kind of like a serious show, like Breaking Bad or something. She starts and she's in a sitcom and it's really cheesy. The laugh track is going and then she'll leave the room where her husband, because her husband's name is Kevin. And then it's, instead of a multicam where there's, you know, cameras everywhere, different angles, it's like a single cam shot and the lighting changes and now she's all, you can see how she really feels. It's not funny. It's she's like serious and is unhappy. And so it's about her wanting to kill her husband.
Yeah.
And so it literally flashes back from, they're at dinner, it's funny. And then she goes to the bathroom and she's like, oh, I can't stand him. And so it's really good. I don't know how else to explain it besides that, but it's a mixture of a comedy and a sitcom. It's a sitcom and a drama. And
that's just a good description though.
Yeah.
Because I my wife was watching it and I asked her and she said, well, she's like, she wants to kill her husband, as the name says. And she's like, she said her husband's perspective is his happy-go-lucky. Like,
yes.
Yeah, and then she literally said it's like Breaking Bad whenever she walks away. So they must have really, like, nailed that cinematically. But
and it's easy to, you can tell, like, what, what vibe is going off. So highly recommend that.
So, Shelby, do you go back and watch old, like, out of your, so I'm thinking Twin Peaks, which was in the late 80s, the show. But watching it, I have rewatched it since it originally came out, and it is a little dated, and it is a little, but I'm curious, do you ever go back and watch something that is not
current?
Correct. For example, like a Twin Peaks or Designing Women, something that was definitely in a completely different decade for you.
For the most part, no. So I've seen a few, like, what is that? I Love Lucy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've seen a few of those, but I haven't watched it all the way through. I mean, old, like Sex and the City, that's not that old, but I've watched it in high school and I've watched it recently. And so that now I can see how it's dated. But for the most part, no, I haven't gone back, but there are a few on my list that I do want to watch because I've lately kind of been in, I've been watching more classic movies. And so I haven't dabbled into like classic shows yet.
You ought to. That's always something just to visit a different decade for sure.
Definitely.
Because there was some good writing and there was some good shows back in the day.
Absolutely. Are you still watching British TV?
Oh, yeah.
I love that that's your thing.
Yeah. I'm actually watching Have You Been Served or Have You Been Helped? Or I think it's Have You Been Served, which is like in the 60s BBC. Okay. Fawlty Towers is another really funny British comedy.
How do you watch British TV? Where do you go for that?
Most streaming has like a
section.
Right. Or they even have like Acorn TV is specifically British.
So. Okay.
How did you come about watching British TV shows?
I know, yeah, right?
My parents watched it on PBS, actually.
Oh.
So back before there was anything, there was PBS and they would show British comedy and they're hysterical because they're so uptight.
True.
British comedy is just a completely different. And, you know, we steal The Office was British.
I'll say that, yeah.
And so there's a lot that we, Friends is actually British.
Really?
It's called The Coupling. Yeah. So there's all kinds of shows that we don't even know.
Sounds like a horror movie, The Coupling. So we just take it and make it better.
We make it American, yeah.
So I don't know if it was mentioned on air or not earlier, but Doctor Who, you said that you watch Doctor or you like David Tennant.
I do.
How much of Doctor Who have you seen? Because that show's
so I'm a snob and I only watched David Tennant's time.
Nice. Okay.
Right. So I'm not a big Matt Smith fan.
Yeah.
And so when he left, when David and I didn't watch it when he was actually current. It was on reruns, actually. Nice. We were somewhere and it just came on and my son and I watched it and I kind of fell in love almost immediately. And so, yeah, David, I think everyone has their favorite doctor.
Yeah, I think he's the best doctor.
And so, yeah.
I like Matt Smith. I fell off at Matt Smith, but I am the same way. I started with David Tennant, made through all of his stuff and then
and so it's hard to switch. It's hard to switch doctors. You kind of fall in love with particular one. So.
How would you describe Doctor Who to someone that hasn't seen Doctor Who or heard
of it? Bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's so weird. It is a person that travels throughout time on a different timeline. They're not supposed to interfere with the timeline. That's part of their thing. They just go on these adventures and they've got the craziest, wackiest villains. They're so strange. It's so strange. But yeah, it is not for everyone. I totally get that Doctor Who is not for everyone. Yeah. But
definitely sci-fi.
For sure sci-fi. Yeah. You can't really make a lot of sense from it.
Yeah,
you
a little comedy, a little drama, a little everything.
So what's a guilty pleasure movie or TV show that you have that you may not want to admit? So for me, my guilty pleasure is Jersey Shore.
Oh.
Like I'll literally rewatch it once a year. It's just like, I gotta, it's like summertime. I'm like, gotta rewatch it. Cause it's really
you're
fast.
You're lying.
I'm not. I swear. It's just, it's so bad, but I love it so much. They're just so, you know,
are you watching
the family vacation?
Yeah. The new one.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's not as good, but I still like it. I like following them and they're just so extra and it's just funny.
So all of my TV watching, I don't watch anything that's do-it-yourself, and I don't watch any reality. So I have zero background knowledge about reality television shows. So no Big Brother, no Bachelorette, nothing. So everything is either a drama, a comedy, sci-fi. I don't do anything real.
I think we would do really, really good at a trivia night.
Yeah.
We like all have like
yes, our expertise. Own little niche.
Yeah,
for sure.
Coming from different directions.
For sure.
We should. See, I like reality TV because it's a show you don't like you don't have to think. It's just I can turn my brain off and
see, and I'm more like him. It's so embarrassing. Like probably Tiger King was the only thing. It was so bad. It's so bad.
So bad.
I just like these people really exist. Where in dramas and comedies, they're made up. And you can justify in their head, this is just a character on paper that someone created. Whereas Joe Exotic really exists, and that's depressing for the nation.
See, I don't consider The Tiger King being like reality TV.
That's more documentary.
A docuseries, yeah.
Interesting, okay.
So like reality
but he's still really real.
True.
He is.
Reality yeah. though, like true. Love Island, Jersey Shore, okay, The Bachelorette. Yeah. Yeah. The Kardashians.
None of that.
I watch
the
all those.
Kardashians. They're over, right? Like, not that they're, like, canceled, but they're over, like, the show's over, right?
No, I think they're moving to Hulu. I'm pretty positive.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I got to keep up.
Oh, no.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Yeah. And for our listeners that don't know what the Kardashians are, keep it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my guilty pleasure show is probably Trailer Park Boys. I have it on my list, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but... I
had to be that guy.
Yeah, now that it's been exposed. So funny. Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a guilty pleasure movie?
Not really. I'm not... for some reason, I'm not ashamed of any of the movies. Like, I don't know. I think it's because you know... When you're watching a show that's trash, you know that it's trash and you keep coming back to it. Movies, you don't really know, like, what you're going to... If it's the first time you're watching it. So you have that excuse. You can go watch it and be like, oh, you know, that was a weird movie. Unless you keep watching it, I guess, over and over again.
Yeah.
So I have that exact example.
Okay.
The Interview with... Franco and
Dave Franco
and Seth Rogen,
Kim Jong Un.
Yes,
can we say that over the air? Kim Jong Un. Are we gonna be
so that is a that now? Is one of those movies. It is. I love it. I love that stupid movie. It is the funniest. I don't know why two James Franco and Seth Rogen, Dave. I don't know which one of the brothers.
It's Dave.
James.
Okay. They are so good together. So and then like when Eminem is on, and I mean just the whole the whole movie is it is about if, for those of you who have not watched it, it was very controversial. It actually got pulled out of Barack Obama
that.
Pulled it out of theaters and it went straight to Netflix.
I was about to say, do y'all remember the drama?
Yes,
of that
it was
movie?
Huge yeah. drama because they were making fun of Kim Jong whatever, and he was threatening to blow us up over this. And so yep. then, of course, Netflix ran it. They're like, I don't care, we'll run it. And here we are, still are.
I forgot about all that drama.
So that is my guilty pleasure. A movie.
What about TV?
I don't.
Good for you. You don't do reality and brainwash yourself. Love that. Wish I could say the same. What about you, Will?
I'm like Braxton. I don't feel like I'm ashamed of anything I watch. Really. Like, yeah.
I watch it. I like it.
I'll watch some terrible things, but as long as I know they're terrible, like, I feel okay about it.
I agree. As long as you're just like, yeah, I know Jersey Shore is what it is, but I love it and I don't care.
Like Trailer Park Boys, for example. I mean, it's a really bad, like think of The Office, but it's a bunch of guys that live in this rundown trailer park. That,
yeah, you it's know, a mockumentary, right?
Yeah, a mockumentary.
Is it kind of like Workaholics? Is it similar to that? That's how I...
That one was more of a sitcom, I thought. Okay. This is more like they have an actual camera crew that they interact with. It's supposed to be like shooting their
okay.
documentary.
That sounds good.
It is really, really bad, but it's funny. Yeah.
Okay, funny. Got it. Movie?
I don't know. Some of the shows my wife puts on, like, I'll like get really into them, but I'm always like, yeah, it wasn't very good.
Okay.
But I don't have any like on the top of my head where I'm like, yeah, for sure, like I'd go back and watch that again without her.
Does she ever watch The Bachelor or anything like that, and then you like slightly get invested while you're passing by?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And she was really into the Kardashians for a little while, so yeah. I've been sitting there watching it and like, oh, okay, whatever. And, like some of the reality shows on MTV, like what was that one where they're like all together and they've got to like find like their match, like they're like selected for like pairs and they're supposed to find
Megan,
their pairs.
What is it?
I can't remember the name of it, but it's just classic reality TV.
Are you the one?
Yeah.
There's a new show that sounds similar to that, sort of, but it's, oh my gosh, this is wild. It's a Netflix original. They dress up people in Hollywood level prosthetics.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they put them on blind dates together. And so they like...
Like, think of The Masked Singer, but like a dating show.
Why? See, that... This is where I tap out of like...
Don't worry, I've never watched...
don't understand why.
That's funny. Have you seen the dating show one?
No, I...
It looks silly.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It just looked like... I don't know. It looks like they're running out of ideas, but I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, they're like, how can I make a dating show new?
Yeah.
Different. Yeah.
Now, I have seen clips just on social media about like the Wipeout. Those intrigue me because you're voluntarily doing that. You're saying, yes, I'm going to try to get over this, whatever crazy obstacle course it is. People are lined up to do this. That is insane to me.
But those I'd consider that a game show.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But I guess it's. But reality
to hurt you.
Yeah. Wipeout and all that.
Yeah.
Or Ninja Warrior.
All of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember where you would eat gross things.
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. I did watch Fear Factor.
Joe Rogan. Disgusting. Yeah. I couldn't watch it.
That was
gross. The bugs part is what grossed me out.
That was a crazy that people would sign up and voluntarily be like, yes, I will eat intestines.
I don't know. When I was younger, like someone was like, "Hey, $5, eat that grasshopper." I was like, "Okay." Like, I would have definitely done well on Fear Factor. I think
I would not.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, you guys sign me up.
So, do y'all watch any Survivor shows or Survival, Naked and Afraid, Survivor, anything like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, okay. So you're not saying like Survivor.
Like, it could be Survivor, but survival shows?
Like Bear Grylls.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite one that you recommend?
I like Man versus Wild. That guy films everything himself. I think he's Canadian, born and raised, so he specializes in kind of like a northern hemisphere type survival, but he does go to like the tropics and stuff, but his whole thing is that he brings the camera with him and he's literally by himself. Like, he has a satellite phone he can call in, so you don't get quite as much content as you would from like Bear Grylls, but like, you know, he doesn't have it like a camera crew to fly him back to a hotel basically, so you know it's like legit. And sometimes he like struggles and has to tap out, and just seems really raw and authentic.
How do you know it's legit, though? How do you know there's not someone, like, standing right, like, a whole camera crew out there?
That's true. I just want it to be so real. Yeah. I remember arguing with my friends growing up about Bear Grylls and Man vs. Wild. Or did I say it was called Man vs. Wild earlier?
I think so.
I think Man vs. Wild is Bear Grylls. I'm trying to think of this guy's name. Is it Survivor Man? Survivor Man, that's what it is, yeah. So Man vs. Wild, like, there are rumors they're speculating about, like, literally them flying him to hotels between shootings. And I was like, no, it can't be true.
So I have one last question, and then we can, if y'all want, we can list off just, like, recommendations we have to end the podcast. But what's a show or movie that you didn't think you'd like, but now you're obsessed with or you actually enjoyed? So for me, I watched all the Star Wars, and I didn't think I would like it. And I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with it, but I find the value in it, and I find it entertaining now. What about you, Will?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Was that that TV show? I think it's on Hulu, where they die and go to, like, a fake heaven.
The Good Place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really, really didn't think I was going to like that. And then I sat there and watched a few episodes with my wife, and I was like, this is actually really good.
Really, yeah. It's nice. Well-written, and, yeah.
Okay.
Ted Danson did.
Oh yeah, he's the guy with the white hair. What about you?
That was a show that I just kind of a Good Place was a show that I just pulled up because I had run out of stuff, and it actually was really good. Atypical was another good one. 13 Reasons Why was one I didn't really want to watch. I'm not obsessed with it by any form or fashion.
I don't think anyone's obsessed with it.
But it was something that I found value in from watching, for sure. So yeah.
Okay, Braxton, what about you?
The Twilight movies.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to watch them, but I agreed to after some begging, I guess. And they're not that bad, you know. They're bad. But it's like so bad it's good, I would say.
Yeah, I like to watch those on like a rainy day. Just like why not?
It's especially good on a rainy day.
Yeah. I think all I can think of is spoofs when I see when I hear that is like Twilight. All of the spoofs.
Oh
of
yeah,
someone being sparkly.
Yeah, yeah. What were those spoof comedy movies? Like Not Another Teen Movie or something? Or is that what it's called?
Disaster Movie.
Disaster Movie.
All of the scary movies.
Scary movies
with the Wayans brothers are really absolutely some great. I can't watch Signs, which is a great movie, without thinking of Scary Movie. I think it's three. That was just phenomenal. I mean,
yeah, they take it all. They're really good.
So, did you like the third one where it's like the? I think it's the ring.
It's the sign. It's and mostly signs, signs.
And signs because then they pee out of their finger. The aliens. I remember that.
It's amazing.
All right. Do you guys have any last recommendations? I know Braxton, you bought your list. Did you list them all?
Let me see some. Let me pick the good ones.
It's a long list.
It's
you guys.
Such
we'll
a long list.
We'll take a picture of it.
So prepared.
No, don't take a look. Don't take a picture. I would say Vice Principals, very underrated, very funny. Has Danny McBride in it, and he wants to be a principal, and he's currently a vice principal, struggling, to secure his position. There's a second vice principal at the school. They get into some shenanigans, and boy oh boy. Definitely worth. That's my number one recommendation, I would say, right now.
But streaming service?
HBO Max. Yeah, there you go. And then I would recommend Letterkenny. That was something we mentioned earlier. And let me get a serious one. Peaky Blinders. We didn't mention Peaky Blinders today, but it's about gangs in London, I would say, or kind of just in England in general. And it has Cillian Murphy in it as the main star. Very, very good.
Christine?
I'm going to recommend y'all go back and watch things like Sopranos and some of the older ones. Really, Sherlock was a great, if you haven't, I'm pretty sure that's still on Netflix. I love Lucy. That is really a great, there's some great comedy. Trey and I always want to make sure that Sam understands. So Laverne and Shirley, I have raised Sam on Three's Company. Some of the classics that we grew up on, which is just pure physical comedy and timing. And I think there's an art and a craft in that. And I think that it's really important. And you can, I mean, Three's Company is probably 40, 50 years old by now. And it has really some just funny, it has survived the test of time. And so there's all kinds of shows out there that you can share with your family for sure.
That's good advice. Yeah. I'm definitely going to do that. Will?
So I thought Lucifer on Netflix was really good. Master of None is a really good show. It's kind of artsy, but it's really good. So Lucifer is a drama that takes an odd twist on like Lucifer as a mythological person. It kind of casts him as like the hero of the story, which is really weird, and it makes him look like not like a bad guy, not like the devil.
Not like pointy horn.
No, yeah, they make him look weird sometimes.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, but like his, it's supposed to be like a, you know, there's good and the devil type of deal where like he goes back and forth and he has all these moral dilemmas and it's like, it's more or less like, am I bad because I'm a bad person or have I just made bad decisions type of conflicts. Yeah. Master of None follows Aziz Ansari and it's following him in New York City and kind of his life and his experience as a second generation Indian American in the U.S. The Witcher, which I think is coming out with a new season pretty soon. It's really good. Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else.
Isn't The Witcher kind of like Game of Thrones-ish?
Yeah, so it's based off a video game, and I didn't play the video game.
Interesting.
Yeah. Video game's based off of a book series.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. The book series is based off...
the book was an ancient story.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for spending your morning with me and talking shows and movies. I really appreciate it. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk about stuff that brings people together, for sure.
If you enjoyed listening to this episode or have ideas on how we can make this podcast more interesting, email gvecunplugged@gvec.org with your feedback. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Overcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe until next time.